Good afternoon. As previously stated, my name is Jacqueline Dow, and today I will be presenting findings from the cross-sectional study entitled Health Communication Products Impact on Knowledge and Behavioral Intent Among Military Target Audiences. Before getting started, I am required to state that I have no relationships to disclose. In addition, the views expressed in this presentation are those of the authors and do not necessarily reflect official policy of the Department of Defense, Department of the Army, U.S. Army Medical Department, or U.S. per Army and MedCom regulations. I must also recognize the Oak Ridge Institute for Science and Education. So in reference to background information, there has been extensive literature documented in reference to the importance of optimal sleep activity and nutrition, especially among military personnel. Literature has found potentially negative implications on soldiers' performance, mission readiness, and health status as a result of insufficient or suboptimal sleep activity and nutrition. Furthermore, comorbidities such as musculoskeletal injuries, obesity, sleep disturbances, and psychiatric illness have been associated with inadequate sleep activity and nutrition. To effectively address the previously mentioned public health concerns, the United States Army Office of the Surgeon General created the Performance Triad, an educational program as well as communication campaign aimed to promote optimal sleep activity and nutrition among soldiers, retirees, family members, and Department of the Army civilians Army-wide. As previously stated, there was a communication campaign developed to accompany the Performance Triad, and the purpose of this campaign was to disseminate key health messaging across target audiences Army-wide. And you can see on the slide the communication campaign consisted of tip cards, table tents, posters, a 26-week health challenge, social media messaging that was disseminated on Facebook and Twitter, as well as a mobile application. Together with our stakeholders, they showed significant interest in evaluating the communication campaign. So originally, we conducted a program of evaluation which was guided by the REAIM framework. Furthermore, we conducted this study, and the purpose of the study was to assess the association between exposure to Performance Triad health communication products with respondents' overall knowledge and intent to make behavior change. So just to provide our evaluation questions, to assess reach, our evaluation question stated, were the target audiences exposed to the Performance Triad communication product? To assess effectiveness, our evaluation question stated, to what extent was the level of exposure to the Performance Triad communication products associated with overall knowledge scores? Lastly, to assess maintenance, our evaluation question stated, do target audiences intend to make behavioral changes as a result of exposure to the Performance Triad communication products? Those who indicated yes, we asked a follow-on question, which aimed to determine the association between exposure to the Performance Triad communication products and willingness to adopt sleep activity and nutrition behaviors. And for those who showcased willingness to adopt those behaviors, we asked the follow-on question to really get at what type of behavior changes they intended to make. So our data collection tool consisted of 42 questions, which were categorized into 7 sections once they were entered in Bovisi, now known as Variant. So we worked very closely with health promotion, with health professionals at Army installations Army-wide to help us disseminate the online questionnaire to our target audience. So we utilized a variety of different methods of dissemination. First, there were flyers that were hung in popular locations on the installation. We also used daily postings on social media outlets, particularly Facebook. We also used mass email dissemination to relevant listeners within the Army and information sharing with colleagues who work within the U.S. Army. So in reference to methodology, demographic characteristics of the sample were described using frequencies and measures of central tendency. We also used cross-tabulation to determine if intent to make behavior change, and we stratified this based by exposure to the communication products. Lastly, we used inferential analysis to create composite exposure and outcome measures, and this was to help us better understand how overall level of exposure to our communication products was associated with knowledge score. So in reference to overall level of exposure, we had 6 exposure questions which were recoded such that respondents who saw and used our communication products were coded as 1, and those who did not see or use the communication products were coded as 0. The recoded variables were then summed to create a composite overall level of exposure, which ranged from 0 to 6. 0 indicating that the respondent saw and used none of the communication products, compared to 6, which was our highest value, and this would indicate that the respondent saw and used all of the communication products. And just to provide a little background information, when we ran our results, approximately 27.9% of the total sample reported exposure to our communication products. Overall knowledge score, our data collection tool had 9 knowledge questions, which were coded such that a correct answer was coded as 1, incorrect or I do not know was coded as 0. Again, we created a composite overall knowledge score, which ranged from 0 to 9, 0 indicating that the respondent answered all of the knowledge questions inaccurately, and then 9 indicating that the respondent answered them all correctly. In reference to behavioral intent, we had 1 overall question that assessed behavioral intent. It was a dichotomous variable, essentially, you know, yes or no response. And so those who were not willing to make behavior change were coded as 1. Those who were willing to make behavior change were coded as 0. And again, we did ask follow-on questions to assess type of behavioral intent that they intended to make, and most of the behavior changes people were willing to make were in reference to nutrition. So just to sum up the demographics of our sample population, the majority of respondents were affiliated with the U.S. Army, male, Caucasian, on average 30 years old, married, and work more than 40 hours per week. Table 2, knowledge score among survey respondents. Here you can see that on average, survey respondents answered about 5 out of the 9 knowledge questions accurately, and the table does indicate that there was a significant association between level of exposure to the communication products and respondents' overall knowledge score regarding sleep, activity, and nutrition. So basically meaning the more our respondents were exposed to the communication products, they had a higher overall knowledge score regarding sleep, activity, and nutrition. We did, as previously stated, have a variety of communication products, and I just would like to showcase that results did show that exposure to tip cards, posters, and tabletons had a higher association with respondents' overall knowledge score when compared to other communication products. Intent to make behavior change stratified by target audience. The table here indicates that approximately 74.1% of our total sample reported an intent to make behavior change. And again, we were looking at target audiences across the U.S. Army, and there were differences and variants across group. So I would just like to state that retirees, family members, and participants who identified themselves as both family member and civilian were more likely to report intent to make behavior change when compared to other target audiences. Behavioral intent stratified by exposure to the Performance Triad communication materials. Here, I know this is a large chart, but our main finding was that respondents who saw and used the communication materials were more likely to report intent to make behavior change compared to respondents who did not see or use the communication materials. So So in reference to limitations, we did have several limitations when conducting this study. First, as previously mentioned, it was a cross-sectional study. As a result, no causal relationship can be inferred, basically meaning that there could have been some other factor outside of exposure to our communication products that resulted in the observed relationship. Second, it was a convenient sampling, and so the findings that I have discussed here today are not representative or generalizable for target audiences across the entire U.S. Army. Lastly, there could have been cases of selection bias. So individuals who are more health conscious or have health and wellness as more of a priority could have been more likely to respond to our online questionnaire compared to non-participants. In reference to discussion, our main finding for this study was that findings did show that exposure to the Performance Triad communication products was associated with respondents' overall knowledge score and intent to make behavior change. As a result, it was recommended that these products be disseminated to our intended target audience through their preferred channels and methods of communication, and that was identified using an additional program evaluation. So since the Army is such a unique target audience, we really wanted to know in reference to soldiers and their families and civilians how they specifically prefer to receive information. So we were able to identify that. Lastly, evidence-based strategies should be implemented to support behavior change. The findings did show that almost 75% of our target audience did show willingness to make behavior change. So as a result, it is important that we have policies passed within the Army and environments that are conducive for behavior change, especially as it pertains to the nutrition environment. And lastly, it is recommended that an additional study be conducted using a stronger evaluation design. I would like to acknowledge my team lead, Dr. Teresa Jackson Santo, as well as all of the other co-authors, both from the Army Public Health Center and the U.S. Office of the Surgeon General. Thank you.